All right, next up, another great progressive champion from the Wisconsin legislature. She served in the assembly since 1998. She's introduced many, many bills on reproductive rights, on consumer protection, workers' rights, health care. She's a great progressive champion and a great advocate for public schools. Please welcome Therese Brousseau.
Yeah, they call me senior now in the legislature, and I hate that. But we have such great new talent. We have what? Oh, as long as we're above ground, right? All of that stuff. So anyway, you know, we got sort of admonished or got some directive that this is a nonpartisan event. And be careful what we said. Consequently, I want to recognize all of the Republicans who are here tonight to talk about progressive policy. Would you raise your hand so that I can thank you? It must be the bright lights. I apologize. Okay, it's the blinding lights. I don't see any hands. Okay. All right. I got something relatively serious. I got in trouble in the legislature for referring to the Republicans as zombies during Act 10. There is still one Republican who can't forget that and actually tried to strangle me on the floor at the beginning of this last session and had to be pulled off me by Andy Jorgensen. But those are the fun things that we do. Anyway. So this is going to be a bit serious, and I wrote notes because when you give me a microphone, and it's not because I'm a politician, it's more because I'm a comedian. If you give me a microphone, I really like it up here. So, okay. Things do not just happen. Things are made to happen. And this is a tribute to JFK, who made that statement, but we've all heard this sort of thing. If we want something to happen, we make our own luck, right? And we need to make that luck happen. We need a restoration of the policies and the programs that made our state great and a model for the nation before you know who was elected as our governor. I hope that's nonpartisan enough, Matt. Okay. And I'm still idealistic enough to believe that right prevails and that we are right. It's a little egotistical, right? Maybe a little arrogant, but that we are right. I do not believe it's right that people in Wisconsin, under you-know-who, have been prodded to hate each other, to hate teachers, to be jealous of and hate government workers and even their government. I don't think it's right that economic indicators are up, but there's little hope out there because economic predictions might be good, but it might be because wages are due to people working three jobs instead of one. If their wages are up, that's probably why. It's not right that our environment in Wisconsin is threatened by corporate interests that are writing mining legislation for our state. That the author of this legislation can't even explain. He doesn't need to. All he has to do is present it. But he couldn't even explain his own bill, a bill that ignored the longtime sustainability of our land, threatens our clean drinking water, will pollute our air, and may actually even kill jobs that we have currently that are due to the tourism industry. And this is done from some corporate interest out of state. It's not right that our rural schools are paying for a voucher school system when there are no private schools in their area for this choice. They're paying for it. They don't want these choice schools, even if they had them. They want strong public schools. We know that strong public schools stabilize and build our communities and our neighborhoods and bring people together rather than divide them. We need strong public schools. Mm-hmm. It's not right that women are finding their bodies and their health choices more and more regulated by government, by this group of people who believe that government shouldn't be in our lives. So, and as a segue, speaking of women, and that segue is not Jeremy's, for those of you who know. While I said at the beginning that we're going to go back to the progressive Wisconsin that is our historic tradition, women are not going to go back. We are not going to go back to the days when government policy meant that your body is an incubator, it's not yours to regulate, that the born woman was of no consequence, and the fact that women were dying from pregnancies and illegal abortions was a dirty, big secret. Now, on an aside, one of the things that gives me hope is really a little on the maybe kinky side. Last week, I heard on television, the editor of Cosmopolitan, that magazine that we all keep on our beds and our tables to give us the 37 tips to keep our sex lives active, or the, you know, the things that keep your partner happy and whatever. I don't have that by my bedside anymore. But that they are actually going to be endorsing candidates. And the two criteria are going to be pro-choice and pay equity. And Cosmopolitan magazine. So, and they were asked, well, does this mean you will be only endorsing Democrats? And they said, oh, no, we will endorse Republicans if they're pro-choice or pro-pay equity. Again, will the Republicans in the room? So, anyway, if they find a pro-choice Republican today, or a pro-pay equity Republican, that will be the news. That will be the news. Anyway, I am happy to report that our assembly, our Democratic caucus, is 100% pro-choice today. Something, and get this, think about it, that was not true even 2 years ago. I know, and that's pretty amazing, and we have a great group of progressive Democrats in the assembly right now. I can't say anything about sending them money or voting or any of that. But anyway, you will note that even in Dane County, you saw it tonight, we have more women in office. We even have our first woman county board chair since 1976, only the second in history in Dane County. How did that happen in Dane County? Anyway, to segue back, we are in a very difficult time, and we are going to make change happen this November. It's hard. It's going to be hard because I think we all now understand that the far right does not share our values. We're not going to change their minds, especially as we know with facts or science or logic. So I think we thought that they did share our values, that at least there was a social contract they believed in, that something that we call the common good was a shared value. I think one of the hardest things for me over the last couple years is really understanding that no, these are not values that they share with us. But I still believe that at least 51% of the people are with us on this. So we have a chance. We have a very good chance. I would even say we've got the wind at our backs in terms of making this happen. So women, as I mentioned, and segueing back again, women will be a big part of this change because we are not going to go back, and there's going to be more of us at the polls. I believe that, and we, as the women in the crowd, and I see there are quite a few, we are going to definitely get out. We're not staying home. And we will be a key part of the change. The rights that women are losing are going to drive many women out this time, and we might change the equation for that issue as well as other priorities, or we will change the equation. All of us, though, women and men, must work to make change happen this November. And yes, we lost a lot of spirit after the recall, and that was hard. But I sense excitement in the air now. I see it in people's eyes. We have a very good candidate for governor. I didn't say that, Matt. I hope that was okay. So I sense excitement in the air, and I sense, again, a determination to make change happen. So we're resilient. If anything can be said about us, we are resilient. We are in the right, and we can make change happen this November. So let's do it. Thank you.